I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC music critic Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first, we remember the life and career of one of the founding fathers of punk.
Last weekend, we lost someone counted as an influence by artists as disparate in style as Daft Punk and Bruce Springsteen, as Nina Cherry and Nine Inch Nails. Alan Bermowitz, known as Alan Vega, half of the duo Suicide, died in his sleep at 78, according to a statement from his family. No cause of death was given. Formed in the early 1970s, Suicide billed itself as punk music when the term was novel, playing riotous and often confrontational live shows in the nascent and arty New York glam rock scene that was centered around venues like Max's Kansas City and CBGB. Vega and his band partner Martin Rev released Suicide's self-titled debut in 1977, pioneering post-punk and electronic sounds. But reducing Vega to his output with Suicide wouldn't even begin to cover the wide extent of his contributions to music and art. Vega self-produced some of his dozen-plus solo albums, dabbled in rockabilly, industrial, and avant-garde styles, and directly influenced many peers and contemporaries along the way. One of them was Bruce Springsteen, whose somber album Nebraska often listens like an acoustic impression of Vega's early 80s electric rockabilly work. But don't take my word for it. Here's Fireball from Vega's self-titled 1980 solo debut.
Hey, Baba River, hey, Baba River, hey, Baba River.
That's Alan Vega with Fireball. Vega died last weekend at the age of 78. Next, we have a country duet album from a critically acclaimed songwriter.
The name Iris DeMent may not ring any bells, but how about if I introduce her as the spouse of a whacked-out weirdo and a love bug junkie? DeMent's Appalachian twang is the star of John Prine's beloved duet, In Spite of Ourselves, a funny, sweet portrait of a long-devoted couple who kid each other about their least flattering qualities. Good news, Prine's putting out a new album of country duets, and DeMent's once again on it, playing the skeptical, had-it-up-to-here wife to Prine's winking scoundrel on the new song, Who's Gonna Take the Garbage Out? It's not so much a sequel to In Spite of Ourselves, in case you were hoping to hear how that fictional oddball couple of DeMent and Prines had been doing these last 17 years, but DeMent does at least continue to get in the best singers. Have a listen.
I take too much abuse from you, that's all I ever get.
Yeah, call a man like you a husband, it's just like calling a wild cat a pet. You'd better stop here running around, say nothing, stop moving on.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? Each day you walk all over me, can't you find another route?
If you'd start acting like a married man, maybe we could find a way to work things out. You'll find your key won't fit the lock if you keep on keeping on.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? I know you think I'm a running around, that's why you're so peeved.
That's another line of the same old stuff, I hope you don't expect me to believe. We'll go out tonight, but don't come back, cause you just lost a home.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? Think I'm a running around, and that's why you're so peeved.
That's another line of the same old stuff, I hope you don't expect me to believe. Go out tonight, but don't come back, cause you just lost a home.
But who's gonna take that garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? Yeah, who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? You're gonna miss me, honey gal.
You kidding me?
You're gonna miss me in my hefty bags. Watch me, I'm leaving now. I'll take that garbage half the way up the drive. You miss me yet?
That's John Prine and Iris DeMent with Who's Gonna Take the Garbage Out off Prine's new duets album, For Better or Worse, which is out September 30th on Oh Boy Records. Finally, we have an Oklahoma City artist putting out a new solo album.
Messy, sloppy, impulsive. As a chosen style, these qualities can somehow cover a lack of skill or practice. But as a goal of art, to evoke a sense of impulsiveness or sloppiness or messiness is a great challenge. I think Blake Lusk achieves it with his new album To Be Human, which careens from noisy rock sound to sound with a frantic abandon and a spirit of genuine curiosity. Contributing to the album is a murderer's row of local players who color it with touches of swirling shoegaze, pulsing krautrock, and swooning psychedelia. I think my favorite song is Can't, where Lusk, or whoever it is, lots of different voices pogo in and out of this record, does a pretty convincing impression of Talking Heads' David Byrne, all full-throated hollers accompanied by quirky melodic outbursts. Check it out.
Thank you.
That's Oklahoma City musician Blake Lusk with Can't, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC features vintage video gaming stop, Flashback Retropub. You can hear full versions of these songs on KOSU.org. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at M.Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.